This is 3BA 102.3. This is Ballarat Today, and this is Brett Mack, and that's Beeb Rexha. Good morning to you. It's 13 past 10, and a pretty comfortable sort of morning, really, isn't it? 19 degrees in the great outdoors. How was the pea super this morning? It was certainly thick, mostly cleared up now by the looks, which is great news. Well, this week and next on Ballarat Today, introducing you to a lot of great new guests, as well as the people that you love coming on the show regularly. And I think I've stumbled on a lady who we're going to get along with very well on Ballarat Today. She's from the Ballarat School of Philosophy. You heard correctly. We have a school of philosophy here in town. Her name is Belinda Fife. Belinda, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brett.
Great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure to be here.
When you mention you're from the Ballarat School of Philosophy, do a lot of people give you that puzzled look like, we have a school of philosophy here?
Absolutely. Mainly because most people don't really have a good understanding of what philosophy actually is. And that's fair enough. It's not something that we really talk about at school and those kinds of things these days.
You're not the new boys or girls on the block, though. You've been around a while, haven't you?
The Ballarat School's been operating here for about 13 years, and we're auspiced from the Melbourne School of Philosophy, which has been operating over 40 years. So, yeah, we've been around a while.
Incredible. What I love about it, too, is that you're a volunteer and Absolutely. It's a not-for-profit organisation.
Yeah, for sure. And everyone who tutors in the school is a volunteer as well. So we all believe in what we are doing and want to get the word out there to people.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to help do that. And we're also, over the weeks, we're going to pose some questions and set some tests and see if we can all start being better people. Is that the aim?
Yeah.
Something like
I've
that.
I've been going along for about 8 years. I'm hoping I'm a better person now than when I started. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I caught up with you for your coffee the other day, and I think you're a good person because I went to shout at the end of it and you'd already paid for yours, Belinda, so I ticked that box already. All right, now let's start at the very beginning. Tell us about the actual word, philosophy.
So philosophy itself comes from an ancient Greek word, philosophia, which literally means the love of wisdom. Which is a fascinating concept in itself because in our modern age today, how many people actually talk about wisdom? What is it? How do you get more of it? How can you use it in your everyday life?
Is there a difference between being smart and having wisdom?
Absolutely. Oftentimes, people who are smart are ones who have a lot of knowledge. So they might be a technical expert or they might have some knowledge about something. But wisdom goes deeper than that. It's
right.
Really starting to look at things like value, reason, you know, how the mind works, all of those kinds of things.
So fundamental questions around philosophy. We start with existence.
Yep.
Knowledge. Values.
Yep.
Super important. Reason you mentioned. Mind and even language I'm surprised about.
Are you?
Yeah.
Language is so important. It's our only means of communication, really. You know yourself, as soon as you come across somebody who speaks a different language and the communication just stops a lot of the time. You can get a little bit through body language, but understanding a little bit more about that really helps you ask those questions around, you know, the deeper things, existence, why am I here, who am I, all those kinds of things.
Now, Belinda, when I caught up with you last week, one of the things you really wanted to stress for me is that philosophy is not this high-end thing for intellectuals. Obviously, I wouldn't be talking to you if it was. it's for the person on the street. It's for everyone, correct?
Absolutely, it's for everyone. Philosophy is designed, its very purpose is to help you live your life to its fullest, which means that it's for everyone. It's not just an academic thing. It's just not for university professors. It's for everyone.
So going along to the School of Philosophy, Who do we see? Not just professors, as you say, a broad mix of Ballarat's population?
Yeah, absolutely. A real cross-section of the community attend. Ages, ethnic backgrounds, people who are new to Ballarat. We have a real range of people. And the one thing that they share in common, really, is this spirit of inquiry. They just want to ask more questions, learn more about life, themselves, and how it all fits together.
Right. And you see some people coming back and coming back. And coming back.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm one of those, I think.
A philosophy junkie, Belinda Fife, by the sounds of it.
A little bit, yeah.
Now, tell me about this ancient Greek philosopher called Socrates. I think we've all heard about him, but that's probably as deep as it goes for a lot of people. What can you tell us about him?
Absolutely. Well, as you said, he was from ancient Greece and he lived around 470 to 399 BC, so almost 500 years 2,500 years ago, which is a long, long time.
Yeah.
He's seen as one of the founders of Western philosophy. And really interestingly, if we're talking about wisdom and knowledge and the difference between the two, Socrates was called the wisest man in Athens by the oracle at the Temple of Delphi, which he was a little bit worried about, and he went around asking everyone questions because he wanted to know whether he was the wisest person or whether he could find somebody else who was wiser.
Right.
And in the end, he actually described himself as saying that the only thing he really knew was that he knew nothing.
Hang on, the wisest man in Athens, it's reminded me of the wisest man in the village, you know, the only guy in the village. So I think, sorry, I'll get my mind off that. He said he knows nothing.
Yes, and he said that his entire life, and he died, you know, in his, 70s, 80s. He was at that, you know, he lived a long time, and even on his deathbed, he was adamant to say that he knew nothing. And what that meant was that he had a spirit of inquiry. He didn't close any doors off by saying, oh, I already know about that. I don't need to look at that anymore. I can shut that and move on to the next thing. He was very much into digging in deeper into things, see what he could learn.
There's something we can apply to our normal lives straight away.
Absolutely.
Can't we? Ask questions.
Ask questions.
Want knowledge. Learn more.
Yep.
All thanks to Socrates.
That's it.
There we go, Ballarat Today fans. I think we've learnt something already. I love this saying from him too, Belinda. The unexamined life is not worth living.
It's a very profound one, that.
We're under the microscope from Socrates, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, it's really interesting that he's actually encouraging us to examine our own life. Not anybody else's, necessarily, because you don't have a lot of influence across other people, but your own life, you know, is it where you want it to be? Is it who you want to be?
Mm-hmm. Okay, great questions. Now, we mentioned that philosophy is for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I guess then it must have a degree of practicality. Is it a practical thing? Can we use it daily?
It certainly is with the School of Philosophy, because we're not a university degree. It's not about reading, you know, mountains of books and writing essays and all of that kind of thing. We're a discussion group. So the idea is that people who are interested come along, and we have some material that we look at. Perhaps it might be on wisdom and who Socrates was and why that's important. And we explore that, and we walk away saying, well, okay, that was all very interesting. How is this going to help me in my everyday life? And one of the things that we look for, of course, is if they're telling us that wisdom is what we actually need more than knowledge, how do you get more wisdom? It's a good question.
It's a great question. We'll reveal the answer in a fortnight. I think we'll keep people hanging on. Speaking of a fortnight, look, I don't really do homework that well, Belinda. Let's be quite honest. But you're going to set, I guess, not just me, but also our audience a bit of homework by posing this question. Go for it.
So the question I'd like people to ask themselves is to stop and reflect and say, what would a wise person do now?
What would a wise person do now? So say something happens in your life this afternoon and you'd normally react, and sometimes you might react not like you'd actually like to.
Mm.
You should take a breath. Think to yourself. Can you say it out loud?
Absolutely. You can say it any way you like. It's but the key is to actually stop before the reaction, if possible. But,
okay.
But even if you do it afterwards, it's better than not doing it at all. And asking yourself, well, what would a wise person do here? Because I think we've all got an understanding on some level of what a wise person would do, or say or think, or how they would act. And so by tapping into that, we can increase a little bit of wisdom in our own lives.
I think this is going to help. I really do. I think my therapist and I are going to really dig down deep into this one, Belinda. What would a wise person do now? Let's ponder it and come back and talk to you in a fortnight's time about all things philosophy. In the meantime, Belinda, the Ballarat School of Philosophy, you run classes. I think the current intake, we've just missed it, but there'll be another one soon. How can we get in contact with you?
The website's the best one, so schoolofphilosophy.org.au. As I said, the Ballarat School is auspiced through the Melbourne School of Philosophy, and that's the best way to get information about our introductory course, 10 weeks, on what philosophy is and how you can use it in your life.
And it also comes with tea and coffee, those courses. I can tell you that as well. That question again, Belinda?
What would a wise person do now?
Belinda Fife from the Ballarat School of Philosophy, thanks for your time. See you in 2 weeks.
My pleasure.